and civil society must learn from the mistakes made during the actual Belfast flag protest, which cost over £21.9 million to police. It's a report from researchers at Queen's. I want to speak to Dominic Bryan about this. Dominic, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Dominic, you know, researchers at the Institute for the Study of Conflict, Transformation and Social Justice at Queen's, it's quite a mouthful, but it's hard to find positives in anything that cost us £21.9 million to police.
Well, do you know, there are positives to be found. We have a divided society, and we know that leaves us with really particular problems that we've been trying to struggle with for many years. Now, if you want a positive, the fact that people are willing to protest on the streets and to put their views forward through a mechanism of protest is quite a good thing. All right. So in and of itself, the fact that people have different views and are willing to protest, as long as it can be channeled through a democratic process and as long as we try and address what is taking place, is not in itself a bad thing. And I would also say that these protests that we saw 2 years ago were probably, well, they were certainly smaller than we'd seen nearly two decades earlier around Drumcree, and were smaller again than we'd seen around the Anglo-Irish Agreement. So if you look upon a historical perspective, actually, although these symbolic contests that we tend to have in Northern Ireland, although it was a problem, there are signs which say it's less of a problem than it used to be.
So have the majority of protesters regarding, considering whatever they're protesting about, are they losing the appetite for it here in Northern Ireland, whether they're coming from a loyalist tradition or a republican tradition? Is the protester a person of the past and therefore someone who's trying to encourage the diaspora to represent us positively across the water and draw more people into Northern Ireland? They've got an easier job because this is a better place than it used to be.
Well, at a very simple level, I would agree that it's an easier job. I'm sure anybody in the tourist industry that's been in it for a long length of time, if they were comparing what they have to do now with 20 years ago, will tell you they've got things going for them now that they didn't have then. And I think we could probably all agree with that. And I also think, as I said, that the levels of protest are less. However, it's important. Protest is an important thing. Politics, to conduct politics through these sorts of events is still an important thing. And the views and the position of those that protest in those flag, in the flag protest that we're talking about, need to be taken seriously and engaged with. We wouldn't want to rest on our laurels. And the outcome of those sort of symbolic contests, our politicians tend to get into these symbolic contests around flags and memorials and parades time and time again, and there is no doubt that that causes damage in terms of finances of policing, and it causes damage. People end up in prison. These things become hard to control. We do need to address these, but protest in itself is a good thing.
And what about a different type of protest? Because we seem to only be learning with regards to, say, water charge protests or hospital closure protests. There's more of a sophistication of that sort of protest than there is with the boy who's gurning about the flag or wanting a memorial to, you know, a dead terrorist.
Well, I think that says a lot about the nature of our politics. In the divided politics that we have and the sort of ethnic politics that we have, our politicians and people tend to get more emotional about the key symbols which draw different communities together, and flags are obviously a good example of that. And we certainly need to develop a sort of politics that moves away from that taking place. And we need to try and solve the problems. I mean, the politicians at the moment are meeting. This is a good reminder to say, look, solving these problems produces benefits. You know, trying to address the issues that people have are important. So in many ways, it's a reminder we have come a long way, but there are still key aspects to try and work upon.
Dominic, good speaking to you. Interesting research. Thanks for your time this morning.
My pleasure.
Thank you. Dominic Bryan from Queen's University.